called Smut. Give me smut and nothing but.
We haven't seen it so far. Well, yeah. I know some people have seen it. Some people are in it. We have a very special guest tonight. Thank you all for coming. If you don't know what this is Femmes Reading Filth.
Yes.
I'm Emily Barugin.
And I'm Jess.
And, well, and this is Femmes Reading Filth. That's how we start all of our episodes.
Every single episode.
Always a nice, a little off-key harmony. We're a smutty podcast. We pick a trope, we read a book and a fan fiction, and we talk about it, and we say cuss words, and we say sex scenes, and we say things. And it's fun. And yeah. I get all squeaky, and you get
and
all low.
She does get really squeaky. And
yeah.
We're listening to podcasts. And you should check us out sometime if you like to hear about sex scenes and fanfiction and stuff.
Or just like friends talking. It's just a fun, chatty show.
But enough about us.
Yes.
We have two beautiful, wonderful guests here to listen to us tell a story. And so we have Nikki Ian, who plays so many wonderful roles, but mainly Carlisle in the Twilight musical. Do I have that right?
Cuties.
Yeah.
Yes!
Cuties!
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And we also have the bane of my existence, Bene Bear. He is in Rip. He is a Chicago comedian by way of Austin.
Houston. We just talked about it. Do you need to reference the map again?
And he also hosts Bite Size, a Twilight podcast, which is actually super incredible. We've both been on it, and it looks at Twilight scene by scene.
Yeah,
right?
Watching the Twilight movies in order one scene at a time. It is the worst possible way to watch a movie. To get through the first movie alone is going to take, I think, 72 episodes, and I just did episode 25. So if you want to listen to me and one of my friends talk about 90 seconds to 3 minutes of movie and really overanalyze the shit out of some Twilight, bite-sized, wherever you find podcasts.
Bite-sized. Because of Twilight, Twihard, all the stuff that we're celebrating, something from our youth, something we love so much, we decided that today we're going to be talking about the most famous fan fiction that has come from Twilight, which is 50 Shades of Grey.
Yes.
It's a very serious book.
Very serious. A lot of weird shit happens in 50 Shades of Grey.
We're going to talk very seriously about this book. We're going to research it. We're going to go in-depth these sex scenes.
We're going to tell you about it.
I'm just kidding. We're
are we going to act in
we're
going to
make fun of it.
Let's see how it goes. Let's
I call bottom.
I have a beef with this show, actually.
Oh,
is
yeah.
this a good time to bring that up?
Nikki, I'm so sorry, but Ben has a beef with us.
And it specifically has to do with something Emily just said. You just said the word research. You talk about how you do a lot of research on this show a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm here to tell you.
We're in our third season. We're getting better.
I'm here to tell you that's not true.
Oh, okay.
The very first episode I listened to of the show was back in season one, because I'm a friend.
And which one was it?
This was sports.
Sports.
Now, I started with sports specifically because I'm
hockey
a big
slash
fan.
Sports.
Yeah, sure. But it was just sports. If you're trying to find it on Spotify, look it up. And sports in general tend to be fertile ground for euphemisms, double entendre, if you will.
We were talking about hockey players fucking most.
Yeah, and you did not a single time use any hockey terminology.
Why
that sounds
do we
really
do that?
Because there's so much of it.
This is a book. It's not real. Okay?
But
the sport isn't real in the book.
You had opportunities to say any of the following things. They're all very real hockey terms.
And you've had this list for over
a year and a half.
Okay.
That episode came out in what, late 2022?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
The following is a list of real hockey terms that sound real gross.
Okay.
I'm not making any of these up.
We have a hockey player in this room actually right now, so I can look at them and ask if these are real.
I'm going to try to say these as sexy as possible. Here we go. Holding the stick.
Fine.
Pulling the goalie. Freezing the puck.
No, that's not sexy.
Penalty box.
Ooh, yeah.
Gross misconduct.
No, I don't want gross.
Wrap around.
Yeah.
Gun. Yeah. Gun.
Passive box. Paddle.
Well, yeah.
Easy. No, too easy.
Grinder.
Too easy.
Too easy.
Goon.
Okay, that was
these are all real. Slot. Crease. Roughing. Icing.
You're getting really
flipping,
aggressive now.
Spearing.
Ooh.
Hooking.
Now you just read the dictionary.
But,
I think so, yeah.
Butt ending.
Butt
high sticking. Stick work. Stick check. Poke check. Body check.
Your stance.
Cross check. Hip check. forecheck, back check, check from behind, and my personal favorite, five hole.
Is that all correct? Okay,
you didn't say any of those in your hockey episode,
I'm so
and
sorry.
I just wanted to make sure that got taken care of.
Okay, well, I guess this is a formal apology and a big ol' fuck you to Ben A. Bay.
You can do your thing now.
For making us look like idiots on our podcast.
What about, like, Zamboner?
Said a better thing than
add it to the list.
It's not yours. You can't add that to your list. You don't have to come up with that.
I have 5 minutes.
Yeah, I didn't come up. I didn't make up any of these. They all came from Wikipedia.
Oh, so this is even. You just stole this from.
Yeah.
I knew you were reading this.
No, I did the research that you didn't. What's on your paper?
Anyway,
Texas.
Do we want to get into 50 Shades of Grey?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. Great. Do you feel good now?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
So a little bit of research, some background on 50 Shades of Grey.
Straight from Wikipedia.
So yes, 50 Shades of Grey is a Twilight fan fiction. E.L. James published it. I love the title. The original title, when it was published as a fanfic, was Master of the Universe.
Gross.
It was an Edward Bella fanfic, and A.L. James's name was Snow Queen Ice Dragon. Snow Queen Ice Dragon published Masters of the Universe.
Did she also have any Frozen fanfic? I'm just wondering.
I don't think so. I think she was a hardcore Edward Bella gal.
Do you have any Yu-Gi-Oh! Fanfiction? Yeah. The name, like, Snow Queen Ice Dragon.
I know. She was... I don't know if she was maybe a big Game of Thrones fan? I'm not sure. All of her fanfiction life has since been wiped from the internet because there was some things where 50 Shades maybe was a little too close to Twilight and there were some legal situations.
We can comment on that in a minute, too.
Yeah. Oh, but one of the things that I love is I found a quote
from... I hope she, like...
I know. She had a PDF or something.
You fucking pissed.
She has two laptops, one old one.
Yeah, no, I'm like, I have that too. Yeah. I have an old one that I play Sims on.
Yeah.
And then I have a new one that...
For, like, real life.
Yeah. Other Sims and things.
I just downloaded Sims 4. We'll talk about
it. Oh my god, it's horrible, right?
It's a lot.
Next podcast.
Yes. But Stephanie Meyer was asked about 50 Shades, and she said, "That's really not my genre, not my thing. Good for her. She's doing well. I guess that's great."
I mean, like, they're best friends.
They're really getting along well.
That's an Olivia Rodrigo song.
Which you can hear in Twilight the Musical.
I want you to do, like, four more of those plugs throughout. By the way, that's in Twilight the Musical.
We'll see if we can
do that.
Perfect.
And then I think the last thing that we just want to say before we actually, like, summarize 50 Shades is, I'm assuming most people here know generally what 50 Shades of Grey is.
Clap if you don't know what 50 Shades of Grey is. Thank God. Okay.
So then we know that there's some BDSM-y stuff. I have a lot of thoughts about that, and we'll get into it. But disclaimer at the top, there is nothing inherently wrong, and we're not making fun of BDSM. Or anybody who might like to do these things, we are making fun of how horribly it's written and how badly they do it in this book.
And that's to say, we don't normally, people who write things, they write things. Good for them. You know, that's their life's work. We're going to get into this story, though, and we have a lot of issues with everything. So, you know what? E.L. James is a fucking millionaire billionaire, so
yeah.
She does your shit.
We're usually not here to shit-talk authors, but usually when we're talking about authors, they haven't made much money off of their work. And in this case, I think we're going to make it a little...
She's going to be covered in the shit, though.
She's fine.
She's going to need two rolls of toilet paper.
She's British and, like, 70 and living in the country.
She's
justice.
She's
Edinburgh.
I thought she has, like, kids.
Yeah.
I guess you can have kids if you're 70.
Yeah.
I thought that back in the day she had... It doesn't matter. None of this is... also, but the one tidbit is we were watching 50 Shades before this. We stopped in the middle to watch Barry Keoghan's Hot Ones.
I'm on a mission to make Emily think Barry Keoghan is hot.
I don't like
it. And
he's like a weird hot.
Yeah,
his eyes are so
but
small.
I
don't like how small... His eyes. I don't know where they're looking half the time.
I'm okay with it because when he's looking at me and I'm looking bad, and then hopefully he doesn't see me.
That's true.
Yeah,
he's just looking everywhere else.
I don't know where else.
You can tell he's a boxer. He has that face.
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah.
He boxes with his face.
Yeah.
We did know that Yale James had to be on set for like all of the recording of 50 Shades, the movie, because of all this legal battle she got in with Twilight. Mm-hmm. And she got sued a bunch, and then she got out of it, but she had to make sure like every word was spot on so nothing would like come back to her and get like, you know, legal battles
again. So it
wasn't
too close to Twilight again.
It was, yes. So it was a very, the movie is quite true to the book. So if you haven't read the book, don't. You just watch the movie. It's so much better.
It's not the same. Yeah.
It's so much, it leagues better. I watched that movie so much. I will be talking about the movie throughout this synopsis.
And so I read the book for this show. Hated it. Really, really hated it. Emily had read it before, but
couple times.
I think you hadn't remembered how bad it was.
No.
And then
I got on a website that was like a free reading of it, and you had to keep it open if you ever closed it and find it again. And my mom would keep coming in, so I'd open a new window.
Was it like on your old laptop where The Sims is?
Yes. Yeah. Or the Roller Coaster Tycoon is.
Yes!
And I'd just be like scrolling like this at 9 at night, being like, where did he touch her? What's going on? I like really, my life could have gone in a completely different direction, I feel like.
Yeah. Do you want to summarize the story?
Now? Yeah, let's talk about 50 Shades now. Okay. So sorry for everyone who skipped that. You guys ready?
Yeah, is everyone
ready? Yeah, that was great. All right. I watched 50 Shades of Grey 5 or 6 years ago. I'm ready.
I thought you were going to say 5 or 6 times.
No.
It's like, damn.
I've never seen it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's really fun Virgin. To play a drinking game. Virgin!
I love Dakota Johnson.
She is great in this movie.
Okay.
Okay, she makes this awful character bearable.
Okay, great.
So, again, a plug for 50 Shades in the movie.
I'm in.
Anastasia Steele. Anna for short.
A real name that actual people have.
Anastasia Steele.
She's
Beverly Hills.
Anastasia Beverly Hills. Anastasia.
She's 21 years old. And she's going to Washington State University, and she's an English major, which works out well for all of us.
Every single time.
Yeah.
I speak English.
Yeah, I do too.
Kind of. Reading is, you know.
And the first thing I wrote down in my notes was a quote that Anastasia Steele says in the first chapter, which is, "Double crap, me and my two left feet."
We're starting. I also needed to know this, and I don't think anyone else cares, but the school is in Vancouver, Washington, which is by Portland, and Seattle is up here, and so it's a 3-hour drive in between, and I just felt like everyone should know that, because I didn't until tonight.
You thought it was Vancouver, Canada.
I thought it was like, you know how Baja, Mexico, and Baja, California are a thing, and it's one on the side. Is that the same... I don't want to talk about this anymore.
This is exciting.
Can you draw us another map?
Yeah.
Give me a pen.
I need a pen.
Okay. So her best friend, Kate, Catherine for long, Kavanaugh, is a journalist, and she's the valedictorian of the whole college.
And they're roommates, and they're best friends,
but she has the flu. And she can't make this very important interview. With
the commencement speaker for their graduation.
Yes, who is Christian Grey.
Christian Grey and
elusive. Elusive?
Yeah.
Exclusive?
What?
Billionaire.
Who is 27. 27?
Ooh, hot.
Yeah, like a late 20s billionaire.
That's
sexy.
Very. No problems.
Wow, I have no problem.
You mean like John Rockefeller?
Oh, God.
Late 20s billionaires, anyone? 1920s, am I right? Hey!
This is why we haven't had you on yet. But Kate has the flu. She cannot go and interview, so she asks Anna to do it, which, number one, wouldn't anyone else from the newspaper do it? Number two, Anna's not on the newspaper. She has no jurisdiction asking these questions.
She's Catherine's roommate. And she's like, hey, girl, can you drive up to Seattle for me and do this interview?
3 hours.
Also,
wouldn't it be like a Zoom interview or a phone call? Like, that's a far drive.
Well, when was this published?
2011. A phone worked. Phones are things.
No, but she had to go see this 28-year-old billionaire. It's very important for the plot.
In the words.
She goes to interview Christian Grey, and it's like a big, giant office building that has his name on the front of the building. And
Grey Enterprises.
I'm taking. Yeah. Are you falling for Christian Grey right now a little bit? Okay, all right.
Lock it up.
Make that not happen.
Okay.
And so she basically stumbles her way through this interview. She whispers most of the time. There's a plot device.
She literally stumbles into the interview at one point.
Oh, yes, she trips and falls through the door.
Double crap for two left feet.
Double.
She's very clumsy.
Yeah.
Triple axle.
Yeah, because Anna, if we think about this in the fan fiction world, Anna is our Isabella.
She's Kristen Stewart.
And
Christian is Edward.
Yeah.
And they change the names, but that's basically what we're doing here.
But what makes me angry is that she's in this sleek building. Everyone is blonde with like tight buns and like, not buns, but buns in the hair. And like tight gray clothes. She's walking. She's in this like big flowy thing. She's like, no. She falls through. And she's like, where am I? Who is this person? She doesn't know anything about this. I think the words were mega industrialist tycoon. And who is a major benefactor of the university as well as the commencement speaker. She doesn't know.
She hasn't done a Google.
She's never heard of this guy. But like, this is like a Steve Jobs? This is a Bill Gates? Okay. Who else is rich?
That's it. That's the only two.
But yeah, you would in theory have known a little bit, or at least
bring this enough.
Maybe this is just who I am. But if I was being asked, thank you. If I was being asked to go like do an interview for someone, I might Google that person
or like ask for any information.
I feel like if someone was a billionaire, I would have heard their name before.
Maybe
she acts like this is an alien that she's never.
But maybe she tripped and fell really hard on her own face, and she just forgot stuff for a while. That's happened to me, but
that's true.
Yeah. Oh, the office is all white.
Oh yeah, the office is all white,
and it really bothers me. I just want to put that out there.
Sounds like that'd be hard on the eyes.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you meant all white, as in the people who work there.
No, undetermined.
Seattle.
We don't know who's there, but
everyone's still the Swinton.
Everyone.
Honestly, that would be incredible.
I'd be terrified walking.
he helps her up and she gasps as he touches her through three layers of fucking clothing and she sits down. She's gasping.
Sorry,
she's gasping so much. She gasps. I'm worried that she has a lung issue. Like she is gasping and whispering quite a lot. And she goes for this interview. She's stumbling through it, as Jessica said. She's asking all these questions. She ends with, "Are you gay?" And then she's like, "I can't believe I asked him that because that's written on there. That's what Kate gave her." And
he's like, "No." He's I'm like, "Gray."
You don't need me here.
We need both of you.
I'll be on the
roll.
Who else am I gonna not high five? Then we need you here.
Yeah. And so he's kind of just like, he looks slightly angry through this whole thing, and then kind of amused. And it's like, you're an asshole. It's just get this awkward thing from him. She leaves, and Kate's like, well, she's done with the interview.
Okay.
But so yeah,
good for her.
And
she was just hanging around.
Interview was done.
Anyway, cool. Can I sit on your couch for a little bit?
And she goes home. She's like, "Wow, what a day! Gotta go to work." She works at Clayton's,
a hardware store.
Like someone else we may know from the Twilight series.
Yo.
Yeah. Does she work?
Bella works. Doesn't someone work at a hardware store in Twilight series?
Yeah, you know, she works at Mike's.
Yes.
And a books.
Yes, she works.
I read the first one and half of New Moon.
Yeah,
only half of it.
Yeah.
And so far, she is still working at Mike's family's shop.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Let us know how that goes.
Tie-in number one.
That's updated.
She's going to get married soon. She'll be fine.
Yeah. Who cares? Somebody.
Eternally beautiful.
We all love that.
And so she's working there. She gets hit on by the son of Clayton. I don't know his name. I didn't
write
it. Mike? Is it Mike?
In Twilight.
In Twilight.
But I think...
I thought you were Brad 50 Shades.
I don't remember the name of his 50 Shades equivalent, though.
We'll call him Matt.
Yeah.
Why not? Yeah. That's about as far as
we can call him Matt. And as she's getting hit on, she's working, she's thinking about this brooding man that she just interviewed, and wow, what a day did she have. She's exhausted from talking to a guy. And she talks a lot about her subconscious, which she names the inner goddess.
This was No. This was one of my least favorite parts. So, Anna will not do this, but the book will be like, my subconscious is yelling at me to do this, or my subconscious is doing backflips. But then when it's sex-related, it's her inner goddess. Like, my inner goddess wants to have sex with him. My inner goddess is laying on a chaise lawn, like...
Your subconscious and your inner goddess are two very different things.
But they are intertwined, and they come up a lot in this book. She talks about her subconscious so much. And she talks about how her subconscious is yelling at her to do this or that. And I'm like, girl, that's just your brain. It's just what it's like to have thoughts.
And while, amen. And while she's talking about her subconscious to her subconscious, her inner goddess is listening. Christian Grey walks in and is like, I need to buy supplies.
Because he found out where she worked and showed up there.
And so Dro.
She's having like a three-way conversation in her mind.
She's all the time.
She's doing this. She's just looking at Dro.
She's actively having and these then thoughts. Is it really her subconscious or is it just conscious?
I think that.
But you know what it is? But you know what it is? It is her subconscious.
I'll let you know.
I'll take that one.
So Mr. Grey walks in and he's like, I need to buy some stuff. And she's like, oh my God, okay. And she whispers. So he buys all this stuff and Anna's like, hey, we actually...
Well, it's very dramatic. It's like, can I help you with anything? And he's like, I'm looking for some rope. She's like, oh, can I? And she's like, what about this rope? And he's like, yeah. And then she's like, anything else? He says, zip ties. And then she's like, these zip ties? And then something else. Masking tape.
Well, that's from, that's from the... Oh, no, a tarp.
A tarp.
For the juices. Slide down.
Yeah. The juices.
Slide down.
I'm talking about orange juice. What the fuck? I will say, okay, side note, one of my favorite podcasts is How Did This Get Made? And they actually just did 50 Shades of Grey. They're doing all three movies. I did not listen. I listened to the beginning, and I was like, I have to stop, because I'm just going to say shit, like, something they say. But they did say that they were talking about when he's ordering stuff, and Paul did research, probably from Wikipedia, and was like, zip ties are, like, not a thing in the BDSM community. They've been, like, out.
They are dangerous.
They've been, like, said, like, no one uses this, so that's a very, like, actually inaccurate thing.
I was talking to my subconscious.
Oh, sorry.
What was illegal?
It's zip ties. So in the movie and the book, he like buys them, in a later scene, he zip ties her wrists. But it's all like, I don't think it's that tight.
It's more like the reason you're not really supposed to use zip ties, from what I've heard, is it's very hard if there is an issue, if like someone calls red or someone is hurt or in distress.
You can't get
it's
out
very
of
hard to cut a zip tie compared to other binding things that are perfectly acceptable to use,
and you need like scissors, and then so that's dangerous too. Right. Yeah.
So just better not to. So if anybody's trying to do kinky shit,
don't
use zip ties.
Don't use zip ties.
Okay,
cool.
Hey, did we all learn something today?
I think so.
While he's buying this stuff, she's like, Kate loved all the questions you answered, but you know, she was hoping for some pictures, and he's like, I'll stay for some pictures. And she's like,
photo shoot.
Sounds good. She calls her friend Jose, who is a photographer.
Jose is Jacob.
Interesting.
Easy to know. And they go to the Heathman, which is the like big Vancouver, Washington cool hotel. And they rent out the room and they do a nice photo shoot. And Christian's kind of scowling because Jose's flirting with Anna and they're just friends, but Anna doesn't know them, blah, blah, blah. And afterwards, he's like, do we want to go get a cup of coffee? That's also my Christian Grey. Does it sound okay?
It sounds great.
Do you want to go get a cup of coffee?
Sounds great.
That's enough.
Sorry you're in the middle of all this.
So they go get coffee. Yes?
They go get coffee. Well, actually, she drinks tea. Excuse me.
Oh, yes.
She doesn't drink coffee. Only what? English breakfast tea.
I know. She's
only English breakfast?
Not even Earl Grey.
Oh, my God.
That was good.
Yeah, I heard it. Well, I didn't say anything. I just was here. And so they start talking, and he's kind of like probing her with questions of like,
probing.
We gotta get to the story somehow, you guys.
He's zambonying her with questions, and I'm gonna add some hockey terms in there. he gets all huffy. She's like, I'm a romantic. I'm an English major.
And he says, I don't do romance.
Yes. He gets all angry and moody, and she's just drinking her tea, and she's like, well, I'm on a date, and he's like, okay, I gotta go. And so he's like, this isn't gonna work out. They start walking away from coffee, and she's being clumsy, Anna, and she walks into the bike lane, and a biker, not a vroom vroom, a ding ding,
yeah.
almost hits her. Okay. And he... it's like, Anna! And he pulls her away and he like holds her in his arms.
He saves her
and it's very...
It's almost like she was about to get hit by a car.
Yeah.
A car is one thing.
A car is one thing. A bike.
But those spokes...
She may have needed some stitches.
Is that on a bike?
Yeah,
thanks, babe. And she says for the first time in 21 years, she wants to be kissed. And
whoa.
Yeah, she hasn't wanted to be kissed her entire life, but this man pulls her away from a speeding bicycle.
And it makes her fanny flutter, let me tell you.
Me at 16 could not disagree more.
Yeah.
And so she makes it very obvious that she wants a kiss, and he very confusingly brushes it off and is like, I don't do romance,
I'm not the guy for you, Anna. I can't kiss you right
Which,
now.
Which, then, this drives me insane. She like, they walk back to the Heathman. She goes off into the parking garage and, like, does the classic 90s, like, against a wall.
She slides down.
And starts crying. And I'm like, you're in a parking lot in, like, the Pacific Northwest where serial killers are abound. That's how you die.
Like, they're filming Scream 4 down the street.
Probably.
Know?
Oh, my God.
There's a Bigfoot out there.
I wrote in your notes, bitch, go to your car.
And I also wrote, it's because we shared notes. This is the first time we've ever shared notes.
Oh.
We are friends. It's been like 3 days and we're at slide down a wall crying. Like,
yeah,
what
she's,
is...
She has interacted with this man twice.
Two days.
Three times, two days. And now we're at slide down wall crying.
She's like,
when you know, it's
Wait,
love.
Have either of you? Has anyone here? Actually, has anyone here? Well, you don't have to answer. You're not up here. Slid down the wall and cried.
Yes.
For fun.
Yeah.
Okay, honestly, I think for fun too. But
yeah,
like, for real, the emotion hit you. You were in usually a bathroom, like at school. You hit the back. What now?
Only when people are watching to make me feel bad.
Amen. I love an audience.
So this is a thing that has happened in real life, I guess. Like, this is not just
like
a trope.
Like in high school to be a dramatic bitch.
I like to think you were in the bathroom for like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
waiting on repeat. Like waiting for the moment.
Yeah, for the moment. And then you just open the stall and then close the stall again and slide down. Yeah.
That going
You're
with the
peeking
is
crazy. Oh, man. So the next night, it's near the end of college, Anna and Kate and Jose and a host of others are going out to a local bar, if you will, a watering hole. And she goes and they're getting drunk.
And Anna doesn't drink, though.
She does not drink. She starts out this chapter by saying, I'm at the bar on my fifth glass of margaritas. This bitch would be throwing up in the bathroom. Am I right?
Yeah. No, for sure.
She does not drink. She's on her fifth glass. She's like, I gotta go to the bathroom. It trounces to the fucking...
Does the book say glass of margaritas?
Yes.
Because no one says that. You would say fifth margarita.
Correct.
Not glass of margaritas.
Well, E.L. James is British, so maybe they say...
They have to specify.
Margaritas
haven't made it over there yet.
but they have to specify how they're drinking.
I guess.
And also what glass, like, are we thinking like a chalice?
Yeah.
Like,
everything
like,
is on the mind.
Like a frozen wine with like,
I don't know, big water bottle.
I think either way she's gonna drink it like this though, because in the movie she drinks everything like this. Mm-hmm.
With like
two hands.
Like it's a
like,
hot
skinny
cup.
Black straw.
Yeah.
Every single thing she drinks is like
I'm
this.
Over. Like, she's so weird about stability.
She's
just
a clumsy. Like, she has to really put two hands.
She would drive me crazy.
Girl, she goes,
drink it up.
She goes to the bathroom. She goes to the bathroom after the fit. She's had five. She has to pee. And she's in the long line, and she drunk dials Christian. And it's like, you're so bossy, and you're mean. And, like, he's like, I'm going to come to you. And I just
it's very where are you? You're not safe. You're drunk and you shouldn't be drunk. I'm gonna come find you and save you. And she's like, I don't know where I am, and hangs up on him. But then he finds her.
Yeah. And he saves her as well. We're getting ahead of ourselves.
It's just like that one time in Twilight.
Yes.
Yeah.
With
where
the car
Edward
or with
her?
The
no, with like the guys after the bookstore.
Yeah.
She's
like,
in the parking lot.
When the guys are
you know
snapping
what?
At the
I think you can see a reenactment of that in Twilight as a musical.
Yes.
I did it for you.
I play a mean bad guy.
I feel like
10 seconds.
you really exude mean bad guy.
Thank you.
And so They have this fun, like, drunken phone call. We've all done this before, especially me. And Anna goes outside for some fresh air because this broody man has just threatened to come take her away. And so Jose comes out, and it gets a little creepy at this point. He's like, "I've always loved you. I want to kiss you." And she's like, "No." And he's like,
"We're just
yes.
friends, Jose. We can't.
We're
do
just
this.
Friends.
I'm not into you."
Yeah.
He's like, "But Anna."
He is a year younger, so he is not graduating. He's like, "Am I even going to see you next year? You're leaving." He tries to kiss her, and at that moment, Christian comes out of nowhere, presumably, and is like, "Away with you! Banished!" Anna is...
I don't know that's what he said.
"Off with you!
I'm exiling you!
Photographer, take a picture of this!
Be gone now!"
He is an old, like, medieval king.
Oh, that explains so much.
I feel like he's a master of the universe. Hey, yeah. If I could high five you.
Roll credits.
There
we
go.
Yeah. Roll credits. This is it. She immediately throws up on his shoes.
Yep.
Oh,
just like
so messy.
Just like George Bush.
So that happened. Just like George Bush.
We all know about the time George Bush threw up on in Japan.
What?
Yeah. Google, no, this is a real thing.
Google
yeah.
George Bush Japan.
He had food poisoning.
He had food poisoning at a big state dinner and threw up on, I think, the Prime Minister of Japan's shoes.
Yeah. It was like literally at this. It was like a...
Yeah, there's video of him just sitting at the dinner and just...
Yeah.
It's great. It's the best thing he did in his 4 years.
Can I also just say, at this point, like, he's scolding her for getting drunk.
Who, George Bush?
Sorry, we're out of George Bush.
That's enough.
We're back to medieval king Christian Grey.
No, it's super hot when you get really drunk and sick, and then the guy that's helping you scolds you for it while you're throwing up, right? That's like the sexiest thing you could ever do.
At least hold the hair back.
Yeah.
Like, she's finishing college. Let her get drunk.
Let the girl drink.
Let
and
her
be messy.
And this is like her first time drinking.
Yes, yeah. And this hot man finds her against her will, and then goes, "You shouldn't be doing this, it's unsafe," and takes her back to his apartment, I think. Right
there, he's at the hotel.
The hotel, just sleep it off.
Yeah, and so she passes out, she wakes up in this hotel alone. She sees next to her Advil and water or something. In the movie, it's juice, and we were just watching this, and Jessica goes,
warm
juice.
I love warm juice when I'm hungover.
I don't know why, but that made me laugh a lot.
Yeah.
And she's like, "What a controlling freak." I'm like, that's the nicest thing someone could do for you when you're hungover. Give you some Advil and water.
I think she's been talking about the night before.
Well, I thought it was about the Advil.
So,
say so many things to you.
Do your little book report.
You're never coming on my podcast again.
I knew that. Why do you think I'm acting like this?
So they start talking about how they're both super attracted to each other, even though nothing has occurred that would indicate why or that they are. They just are now. They're just both really into each other.
Yeah.
But Christian does say that he wants to have a sexual relationship with Anna, but first she has to fill out some paperwork. Oh yeah, and then they're like bantering, and they almost kiss, but they don't kiss, right?
This is the part in the movie where he bites the toast.
He seducts.
If anyone knows what that is,
she's like eating toast, and he goes and chomps it.
Wait, and then he goes. He goes like this. Can you just like hold up your hand?
Yeah, sure.
And he goes, "I'm gonna take a shower." And like walks away, like it's a bite, doesn't swallow it, bite, and it's so.
And she fucking flings it at
him. I wish, like,
Jerry, my breath.
She gasps again.
Also, just like
she always gasps.
Like, I'm just a food person. And he buys her.
He's
clothes.
Done so much for her.
And she
could
done.
Give him one bite of toast.
You know what?
Juice.
Not Go. Too much.
He has everything. He needs that bite of toast, and he buys her clothing because she threw up on all hers. And it's a perfect fit, and I hate in a book when this happens because it's never a perfect fit if a man just looks at you and buys you clothes. I'm just mad about that. They're talking about her plans to move to Seattle. She bites her lip. I think this
she's
is,
biting her lip constantly in this game.
Enough
she's
that
it all the time.
I think it's like an issue. She needs to see a doctor about
but
this.
But also, my issue is: have you ever, like in earnest, bitten your lip to be sexy? Ever
to be sexy? No,
that's not a thing.
Give me a minute.
You are one of the only people I've ever met that I could see maybe.
It kind of it gets like caught in my veneer off. Though.
Okay.
That'd be funny.
You need to visit like put your hand
like,
over.
Fuck. She bites her lip enough. She bites her lip enough that it's a thing that he mentions and says, "Stop biting your lip." Like maybe two or three times a chapter.
I think she goes, "Okay."
Also, she does not have, like, she does not have big lips. Like, she's not written to be, like, she has these big voluptuous. I think she got thin bird lips. And, like, what is she?
Does she keep biting?
She's biting off.
Is it wear down?
She's got peckers.
There's just nothing there.
Yeah. It's like a beaver. If they don't bite wood, their teeth grow so too long. Oh, she's got to keep biting her lip, or it's going to grow up over her face.
What the fuck?
It's a condition.
I think this might actually be the first, like, sexual lip biting moment too, which I was like, oh, drink, everyone drink for that. And then as they're going home, he says, "Fuck the paperwork," and pushes her up against the elevator to get down to the car
and presses all the buttons.
Oh man,
I'm gonna be late to my meeting.
And I do think this is, like, one of the first against the wall scenes that I, like, a young Emily read, and that was very much like, I like that. You know?
Yeah. That's why you have that thing for parking lot up, parking garage elevators.
You can't, if I'm in a parking garage elevator, it's done. You know? Pants off, bra on.
Pants off.
One sock, half off. We don't have time to get into that. Okay, so he's like, let's go on a date. She's like, yes. Big in a helicopter,
because he flies helicopters. And this is the equivalent of the spider monkey thing in Twilight.
Sure. Well, because he can't run fast through with vines and trees.
No, but he does. He can fly a helicopter.
So he can fly a helicopter.
I really love to think that there's a long ladder and she's hanging from it.
Hang on!
She's got, like, a fucking
go
helmet.
Into Seattle.
There's nothing sexier than giant,
like,
air
trees.
So rather than a 3-hour car drive, it's like a 1-hour helicopter. What is the equivalent of cars to helicopters?
That's a great question. Everyone knows.
If anyone
that.
Was gonna know it up here, it'd be mad.
Come on, you, like, draw maps.
You know? Yeah, I know a lot about helicopters.
Really?
He was on Jeopardy.
Twice.
Also, he was on the Today Show twice because he got married on the Today Show. Wait, there it is.
Like, I'm in Celebrity Presence.
Hi, how's it going? I imagine, 30, 40 minutes, I guess. I don't know about helicopters.
Wait, 30 to 40 minutes for a 3-hour drive?
I don't know, I guess.
I guess someone didn't do all the research, didn't they? That'd be me. I should have done it.
Yes, someone didn't tell me this was going to be about 50 Shades of Grey until, like, yesterday.
That's the joke.
Yeah. You just told me this.
You just told me this Twilight.
So they fly to Seattle.
Yeah.
They fly to Seattle in his helicopter, and they go to his penthouse.
Yep.
At Escala.
Yes.
That's the name of the penthouse.
And it's very hot.
It's very hot.
He does have her sign an NDA.
Before anything.
Which is very hot also.
Is it?
I don't know. I think you should read the NDA very carefully if a man is ever handing you one and going, this is what we need to do to get in bed together. Like,
well, no.
I think you should stop.
The NDA first.
Yeah.
Don't just sign the NDA because he's hot. I think
I'd be fine signing the NDA and then talking about it, because then I don't have to sign the other stuff.
You gotta talk about it before you sign it.
No, but I'm only signing NDA. I'm not signing a contract.
Well, but then...
Emily, I just can't talk about it.
Your favorite part, though, she signs the NDA, and then what does she say?
She's... Oh, can I just act it?
Yes.
And now you'll make love to me? And now you'll
and
make...
And she bites her lip. Very. You'll make love.
Make love. Which, like, is so gross. Ever. I never want to... I don't think I've ever looked at someone... There's only one person here that I've slept with. And said, will you make love to me? I don't think I said that. Cool. I'm not saying who it is in this audience.
Just make eye contact with this
audience. But it's just like, I just feel like that's the most cringiest. I could see.
It's a bit on the nose.
I wouldn't want to say
the
word. I
think if we tried, we could find cringier ways to say it.
I would rather go like, do you want to...
All right.
Do you want to...
You want to, like, you want to, like, puff me with your stick?
Do you want to pull my goalie?
Yeah, there you go. Hold on, let me pull one for this.
Yeah, say it before we
do you
want to,
hold on, do you want to check from behind?
That was disgusting, Ben. No. I'm just kidding, that was really
filthy. Even?
Filthy.
It's kind of, it ain't called Fim's Reading Cleans. What's your paper say?
I really like that one. Okay. He mentions other paperwork, but first he's like, I have to show you something. And he takes her to the Red Room of Pain, is what she calls it. It is
sex dungeon.
A sex dungeon in a penthouse in Seattle.
It's above ground, though.
Yes, it is above
ground. Not a dungeon.
Yeah. Yeah.
But a dungeon is the term that you use in the BDSM world for a place that houses...
I just don't think it should be called a dungeon if it's not underground.
Wow, can you take that up with all dominatrixes ever?
Bring them on. Yeah, I will.
I like your energy.
And he starts to very badly explain a dom-sub relationship, basically.
Yeah.
She's kind of like, what is this? He's like, I like to do this, and I like to do
what
that.
What is this? You just signed a contract, girl.
Yeah. No, she just signed an NDA.
She's not an NDA.
Yeah.
She has not signed a contract.
I'm back with reading.
It's okay. Well, we didn't put this in.
I get bored of the contract. Someone would just say.
But the main thing is, he's like, I will
control your entire life, and you will let me do that because you want to, and that's the whole thing. And it's like,
simple.
No, that's not.
No, that's not
usually how that works. And the thing that rubbed me the wrong way is it was, oh God, I think I remember.
Well,
it down.
There's a full-on contract in the book. So if you ever read this, it changes, like, literal fonts.
The submissive
and it's like,
will
and
eat regularly
to maintain her health and well-being from a prescribed list of foods, which is contained in Appendix 4 of the contract. The submissive will not snack between meals with the exception of fruit.
That's just
fuck off.
That's just cruel.
It's awful.
Fuck you, Christian Grey. Yeah.
What if I fucking want Cheez-Its?
What if I want Cheez-Its, goddamn it?
With hummus.
You should be able to have hummus.
Yeah, and if I get farty, so what? So what?
He gets to deal with
it.
That.
Eat it.
Yes.
But at this point, he's like, well, what do you, we have to go through like hard limits and soft limits. Like, what do you like? She's like, I don't know. I've never done this before. And he's like,
I'm
what? Yeah.
Oh my God.
She's 22. And, she's a big old virgin. He's like, oh my God. And he starts to get like mad. And she's like, oh my God, why are you getting
mad? He's like,
at me?
Why didn't you tell me you were a virgin? And she was like, it didn't come up.
At what point?
We've known each other for 3 days.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, literally 3 days. But he's like, I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at myself for like exposing you to this before. Like, you know,
for corrupting you in your innocent heart. Or
And so he's like, well, you have to learn what you like before you do anything. So they go and they have sex for the first time.
And he tells her, yes, woo, sex, but also he tells her like, oh, I want to see what you like, and wants her to like masturbate. And she's like, well, I've never done that either. So she's never.
You've never lived.
She's never lived. She's never drank.
Boring.
She's never drank alcohol, coffee, had sex, or touched herself. Up until the last 2 to 3 days that we're reaching.
She's a baby.
She's a little innocent baby. I don't know if I'd be friends with her. I
would. She's not very fun.
No.
That's okay.
No.
She can sip her tea
this
in the corner alone.
This is her finding herself.
Yeah. So this is sex scene number one, which I just called simply, let's start at the beginning. And they have vanilla sex. He goes down on her. Great. And she wakes up after being thoroughly ravaged.
Ravaged.
And she wakes up. He's downstairs playing sad boy emo piano.
Oh, you're still playing Sims.
He plays piano.
I thought you were still playing Sims. please.
He plays.
He's making them woo-hoo.
The following morning, he's like, let's go back upstairs. And then they fall asleep. The following morning, she makes him breakfast.
More juice.
Little pigtails, more warm juice.
There's no fridge. What the
heck? They, like, take a bath. I don't like it.
Together?
And
he's like, let's get you cleaned up. And then, like, they get in the bath and he, like,
sponges. I like the thing, he's like a rubber duck. Like, who is loofah?
Yeah.
Bubble.
Yes.
His mom, Grace, arrives. She's surprised to meet Anne because she's never seen her son with a woman before. And she's like, I'll meet you later. Come to dinner. And she's like, okay. And he
she's
ends
an
up.
An elderly witch.
To my cauldron. And so he drives her back to Vancouver, Washington, not Canada. And she learns more about his past. Subby life and how this all started.
Yeah, that's gross.
This isn't that we don't like this part.
He just like tells her that in the car ride?
She asks questions about it.
Okay.
It's not just silent, and then he's like, I lost my virginity at 15.
But he did.
But he did.
His virginity at 15.
To one of his mother's friends.
Damn.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And he was her sub. Her name is Elena Lincoln. It's a sexy name.
They did a Donnie Subby thing when he was 15 and she was 40.
Yeah, and he did it for like 6 years. He's like, I loved it, and Anna's like, that's disgusting.
That's real fucked up.
Yeah.
He's like, what do you mean? It made me a man. And this is the second time there's been a story like that in one of our live shows.
We have a theme. A little cool. So Anna goes home. She reads over the contract, and she's having a hard time researching because she doesn't have a computer.
Like you two.
Just so people know, like, we are friends. Like,
this is fun for us.
This is a normal thing for us. I just don't want everyone to think, like, this guy is so rude to the
me. I'm not, gorgeous I'm not Emily. Like this as much when I'm not around you specifically.
He gets her a computer because why not? Because he's a millionaire and she doesn't have one. Because it's 2011.
Like a Dell? Or like...
Probably, no, it's a Mac. Wait, it's okay. Like the newest Apple.
Cool. Adele bought someone a computer?
Shut your mouth.
We have a lot to get through, Ben.
But also, like, Adells are better for Sims, so, you know.
Are we doing all three or just the first one?
Just the first one.
Just the first
okay.
one.
Okay.
Yeah, don't worry. Yeah, he buys her a computer... Which is so weird because it's 2011. She just finished college.
I absolutely owned a laptop.
We all had a laptop in at least 2000.
She didn't.
Or at least a home computer.
She just discovered email. And, yeah.
Email.
They basically like sex through email for a while. Like but, they start emailing back and forth, and that's a huge problem.
Yeah, like
they
real also, millennials.
They don't just hit reply, they change the subject of every email.
So they're just hitting new emails.
Yes.
How creepy.
How do they keep up with what they've already done?
That's my thing, where it's like, they'll flirt, and then she'll be like, her what you said in the last email, in the subject line.
That's so inefficient. And you're there per my last emailing sexting?
Yes.
That's horrible.
So, yeah. Anna becomes overwhelmed with all this emailing and this research, and she's just like, she sends like a, haha, it was nice knowing you. I looked up what a sub was. And that's like the last email she sent.
And
she
she's trying to be silly and fun.
Yeah,
whatever.
She's just annoying.
She's emailing the wrong guy.
Clearly, if you think this is a funny joke to him, like you don't know him at all.
No.
Like it's so dumb.
No.
She goes on a run. She puts her hairs in pigtails while she runs, and that upsets me.
Okay, now that is.
No one does that. No men. No one puts their hair in pigtails. That's loose cute. Pigtails. Like
to run. It's
like
cute.
And I think it's like pigtails, like at the very ends. Of the
in the movie, they're yeah. Like, in the movie,
so they're very much down here. or like Pippi Longstocking, like Harry Spring.
That would be good for all them.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
And he shows up that night, and he goes, "It was nice to know me." I change his voice over time.
Because he's the Wizard of Oz, apparently.
He's not birth inside.
And this one, she's like, what? And he ties her to her headboard, and he blindfolds her. And I call this one, no, but it's like consensual. It's okay.
They signed the whole thing.
Yeah. And I call this one number two. She just went on a run. She didn't shower.
Some guys are into that.
I feel like he gets into her crevices.
Oh. Is that one of those you heard it as you said?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
You mean her
pull it up,
creases?
Pull it up. Yeah.
Why can I not speak today?
It's a good list.
Yeah, it's a great list.
Some people like the stink.
Some.
You know?
Some.
That's okay.
Napoleon liked the stink.
So they have
so
that.
Anyway,
that's
yeah.
True.
She agrees to look over the contract.
I don't remember that part.
She sends him detailed notes about her objections to the contract, which I really appreciate.
That is fierce. That's fierce.
Yes.
I'm going to work Diva Queen.
Yes, and she also says we need to meet to discuss the contract, but we should meet over dinner, and it is a business meeting, and I'm going to wear my business clothes,
and
we're serious. And
you're
going
to take them off me at the end. Maybe a little bit.
But it's mainly like we are going to be very serious, talk about this contract, and you're in my notes. She doesn't really understand hard and soft, or, oh, you have another favorite part. She asks, on her butt plugs.
Which is a stupid question because the name tells you exactly
where
it goes and what it does.
Yeah. We all
very functional.
We can all figure it out.
Yeah, it's self-descriptive.
No. But it's in the movie too. She just goes, what are butt plugs?
No, she looks excited. She goes, what are butt plugs? Like, it's a whole like, oh, she's in musical theater. Who ate the cookie? So they talk about all these changes.
Like a number start.
They have the talk.
And she doesn't sign it yet. She's still like, okay, let's still think about it, yada, yada, yada. In the meantime, she goes home. She graduates from college.
He speaks at the commencement.
Anna Kendrick speaks at the graduation ceremony.
Yeah.
Who the hell knows?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A princess.
And that night, she, like, her dad comes, and Christian meets her dad, and it's like, none of that matters. Later that night, he's like, I'll meet you for dinner. And I'm just going to keep doing that. And we wrote down This is a story about two people being honest about who they are and the other one going, I love you, but can you change? I don't care. Like, it's, they keep saying, like, this is who I am, this is who I am. You can be this for me. You can be this for me, but I won't change. It's like this awful, it's awful. They keep going
She's
back
like,
and
I
forth.
I love you so much and you're everything I've ever wanted, but I don't want to do the dumb sub thing. And he's saying, I love you so much, you're everything I ever wanted, but this is fundamental to who I am, so we should do the dumb sub thing. And then she's like, can you give it up for me? And he's like, can you get on board? And it's infuriating.
And while they're having this conversation, she ends up rolling her eyes and he's like, if you were mine, I would spank you for rolling your eyes. And she's like, well, what? And then she like does it again.
Well,
say what now, mister?
Wait,
what?
A spanking.
And so then she's like, well, let's, basically she's like, yeah, okay. And she rolls her eyes again, knowing that he's going to do it. He ends up spanking her. And she's very confused, and she kind of likes it, she kind of does it.
She
and
farts.
she had way too much.
It was stuck up in there, and he drove it out.
And I call this one number three, the baby oil ruins it for me, because they spank, they have the sex, and then he walks away, comes back with baby oil, and is like, let me rub this on your tuchus. And I'm like, no.
Oh, that's
he doesn't say tuchus, I added that for me. This is when we get a famous line that says, I'm 50 shades of fucked up.
Yeah, I'm 50 shades of fucked up, Anna.
And you wrote lololol STFU.
Shut the fuck up. If you ever look someone in the eye and say, I'm 50 shades of fucked up, you should just immediately faint. You should be punished in some way. No.
She ends up moving. Her and Kate moved to Seattle. Kate's parents bought them an apartment that they can live in Pike Market. Pike Place Market.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like
must
a very...
Must be nice.
It's a famous fish.
Yeah.
Fish market. And
it's
like
an expensive part of Seattle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
shout
insane.
Out to Belltown. Anyone? Yeah.
No.
Yeah, one person. Oh. Thank you.
You go Belltown.
And she comes over that Sunday. It's like they move on a Saturday. He's like, I'll see you on Sunday. She comes over. She gets birth control because she wasn't on it. And he was like, I can get you some.
He pays for her birth control, which actually, good for him.
Love
yeah.
nice. Free BC.
Sure, sure.
Free BC okay. for all. Cool. And she's like, so you're all like pilled up. And she's like, yes.
Not.
And he's like, should we try things? And she's like, okay. And I call this one number four, cue the Beyonce, because this is the very famous scene from the movie in which they go into the red room of
yeah.
pain for the first time. She is like tussled up on a St. Andrews.
Yeah.
And there's like little like beep bops and like it's,
beep bops.
So that's fun.
That's Emily's favorite one.
Okay.
I love that part. Later that night, she wakes up. She's been all sexed up. And
he sexed her up good.
He sexed her up real nice.
Just the way she likes.
Yeah, no baby oil involved this time.
The right way.
And she gets invited to dinner.
Yes.
And
with his family.
Yes.
Oh. And his dad's name is Carrick.
I think it's like
that's
an Irish
stupid.
Name.
No. No.
C-A-R-R-I-C-K Carrick.
Oh, you like Carlisle, but you changed the back half?
I guess.
Precisely.
Exactly.
Wait, Esme... No, Grace.
Grace is Esme. I don't know.
Gresme.
Carrick.
Carrick and Grosme.
Yep.
Carrick and Grosme.
I can't speak right today. They go to dinner. She meets the whole family. Everyone's charming. She reveals she's going to Georgia for a few days to visit her mother, who is on her third husband. He gets all mad because he's like, I didn't know you were going to Georgia. You didn't tell me. And he takes her to the boathouse and fucks her. I didn't name this one because, like, I didn't care about it. It's a boathouse fucking. That's the name of it. The two continue their arrangement without Anna having signed the contract. Gray is
risky.
Yeah,
risky. And he keeps going, I'm going against my own rules because I can't resist you. And I keep going, why can't you resist her? Why?
When you know, you know.
I guess.
This leads to she spends the night with him prior to the Georgia flight, and there's a whole thing where she can't touch him, like he doesn't like his chest being touched, and it comes out later on why. Not really. It's like in the third book. But like,
it's not worth it.
He's like, if I tell you, or she's like, if you tell me, I'll let you like do something to me, which is a great way to have a relationship. And
yeah.
So
relationships are basically transactional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he puts these two little steel balls inside of her. And yeah. I don't, there. That's like a normal thing, but I call this one baller.
That's not necessarily a normal thing.
No, it's
a thing that I've heard of.
Okay.
So it must be normal.
Well, to be fair, you're kind of a perv. I was going to say freak, and then I decided to change the last minute. I'm glad I did.
I'm so happy that
you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. No, I've been done a compliment.
Yeah, it's cool. I'm totally a perv.
It's like your whole thing. Do the thing.
It was so quiet. It made me so happy.
Me too, honestly.
The next morning, he sweeps all the stuff off his desk, and they do it again. I didn't name that one. Desk, I hardly know her. I don't know.
Desk.
And it goes to Georgia to visit her mom.
Yes.
Hardy.
And she's kind of happy to not... She's like, I told Christian not to follow me to Georgia, and then Ty is excited to get a freak from him. Which is something that you really should be thinking about someone, yeah, like, when they're a month into a relationship with. Is, I'm so excited to not see this person for a while.
So we call it red flag.
Yeah, yeah, a little bit. A little bit. And so she goes to Georgia to see her family, and guess who shows up to Georgia?
Jose.
I wish.
They're, like, at dinner, and Christian's at the restaurant. He just shows up.
He's, like, the waiter.
Yeah. He's, like, got a fake mustache
on. This is my part.
Yeah. This
is for fun.
Can I also say, before he shows up, because he shows up at the hotel, she's talking to her mom. They're having drinks, and the line is, I gaze at my mom. She is on her fourth marriage. Maybe she does know something about men. To which I said, what? I feel like she doesn't know too much. I don't know. No judgment.
I got a lot of family members up there in the marriage count.
But it's like, I wouldn't...
I feel like that's generally a sign that you don't know men.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Yeah. As long as someone else said it.
No, I'll say it.
You know, who wants to know men?
That's
fair. No, that's fair.
Let's be honest. No offense, men.
You're great.
Yeah, and I'm single, in case you...
He comes and they talk.
What?
He arrives.
At dinner? Gross!
He's okay. Staying at the hotel.
The Ritz.
Yes.
Yeah. And she goes up.
I like to think.
The Ritz of Georgia. And her mom's like, you need to talk to him. Go spend the night with him. And they like talk. It's like a weird, I missed you, I missed you too. I'm kind of mad at you because you still haven't signed my contract. Well, you too, but I missed you. It's like this weird thing.
What kind of like room do they have? Like one king or two queens?
I think it's a one king suite.
So they have plans.
A suite at the Ritz of Georgia.
Okay.
and also like, I called this one number 6, period sex.
Yep.
Because he's like, are you bleeding? Which I was like, first of all, never ask a woman that. But she's like, I am. And he's like, I'll help you. And he, like, you guys.
He pulls her tampon out for her.
Like a gentleman.
So I would never.
So you can open a door for a woman, but you can't pull out her. Is that what I'm saying? That's the lesson I'm learning.
Please don't.
You can pull out her chair at dinner.
But you can't pull her tampon.
And I think the thing that I pictured too is that he just yanks it and tosses it.
Oh, no.
Well, it's gross. He doesn't want to hold it.
No, but this is also like...
Stick to the wall.
No, he's undressing her at the same time. So it's supposed to be like a sensual, like... Like, I think he goes down, he, like, takes the pants down while he's on his knees, and he's like, you owe me this. I think it's a slick little, like, a bee bit of bust, you know?
He says, excuse me, sir, I was going to go in there.
I was singing the song Period Sex while from Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, if you don't know that. It's a great, thank you. It's great. The next morning, they go gliding.
Yeah.
They don't go flying, they go gliding. Don't ask. They have breakfast. She learns about the 15 other subs that he's had. And suddenly there's a situation. Yeah, 15 other women.
Wow, he's busy.
Well, that's not just the sex.
Jimmy Johns ain't even got 15. Oh, you got
You gotta give it up. You gotta give it up.
That's so stupid. he leaves. Oh, there's a situation in Seattle.
Yes.
And he's like, I got
to go. A business situation. Oh, no. He's got to go to business.
He left his part-time job with the Ritz.
And so,
okay.
And she's immediately like, oh my God, it must be Mrs. Robinson. Who is what she calls Elena, the woman who
that he lost his virginity.
Oh.
They're still friends. Yeah. He's still friends with Elena, the older woman that he was
her son. He goes into like his relationship with her a bit, how they're business partners, but she immediately is like, it must be Mrs. Robinson. And I was like, That is like a jump.
She spirals.
She spirals hardcore. And it's just really annoying, and I just hate Anna in the book. So she comes back. She comes back to Seattle, and she goes straight to Christian's house. And he's all pissed off because the situation isn't handled yet. And he the business situation.
Yes.
And he immediately, like, sees her and, like, kisses her, and he's like, thank God you're here.
I need to blow off some steam with your face on my face. Yeah.
And he asks her to go into the room. She's like, heck yeah. He reminds her about safe words. He's like, I don't know if I can control myself. I need your safe words. She's like, okay. And he blindfolds her, ties her to a bed. They use a flogger and, like, a furry thing.
Yeah.
Can I ask the question?
Yeah.
I forget about flogger.
It's like a spanker thing?
It's that video game where you try to jump across.
No, that's
across.
It's like a horse riding
There's a difference between a crop and a flogger, but like a flogger is, it looks like, there's usually a handle, and then a lot of the time it'll be like leather strips of cloth, or whatever, and it's kind of swishy.
Like a ponytail.
Like a sexy mop.
Okay.
Like a handle with a ponytail.
It's a sexy mop.
Sexy mop.
Okay. And you can use it to hit people.
Or a mop.
Hey, you know?
Yeah. At this point, I got a little lazy with the names, and I called this one Soft Hits Hard Fucks.
Yeah.
You know. Afterwards, Anna's like, should I sign the contract? And he's like, man, we've done enough.
I don't really feel tied to it at this point.
Yeah.
I could sleep on it.
But he's like, well, we're going to have a relationship, but like, I'll still punish you like when you need to. And she's like, I don't like that. I don't want to be punished. And he's like, I need it.
I need it. I need to make you feel pain. And so then she decides, oh, well, like, before I sign the contract, I want to know how bad it could be. Can you just, like, spank me as hard as you can? Like, I want to know.
Like, spank me back to Georgia.
The full spectrum.
Yeah, spank me back to Georgia.
Spank me back to Georgia.
I'll get a parachute.
And so he says, okay, are you sure? And she says, yes. And she asks for as hard as he can. And then he does, and she doesn't say we're out.
Okay.
She doesn't, like, do really
anything
to indicate that she's in distress, except for we hear in her subconscious mind.
Her inner goddess.
Which he cannot hear her subconscious.
He cannot hear her brain.
I want everyone to know that.
Because she's a shield. Thank you. Yeah, right? Not a laugh, but I'll take it.
And so he spanks her as hard as he can. She is in distress about it, but she at no point indicates that she is. And then she gets very, very, very upset with him and calls him a monster and tells him that he shouldn't have ever done that to her and that she thinks that he's horrible. And he's upset by that. And I understand why he's upset by that, actually.
Yeah.
I'm like a little bit team Christian in this moment.
Yeah. I think I'm 100%. Yeah. She doesn't say anything. There's no communication in this moment.
Yeah.
And we famously on this podcast love good communication.
Yeah.
And
amen. Sorry.
I wasn't expecting that. Yeah.
That was a form of communication.
and she's like, we're done. And she leaves and she goes home and she cries into her bed. And Christian's like, what did I do? And that's the end of book one.
That's the end of book one. That's
how many books are there?
There are three books.
Fuck, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's your show. You can say whatever you want.
The first book takes place, it's like maybe 2 weeks. That's the whole
timeline?
Yeah.
I mean, Twilight's similar. The book, first book of Twilight, takes place in like 3 weeks, maybe, or something like that. Yeah.
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 But what did you guys think, first of all, what did you think of 50 Shades of Grey in comparison to Twilight, the both works of art?
I thought it was plagiarism.
Yeah, it sounded like exactly the same thing, basically. It sounds like E.L. James has about the same grip on how humans interact with each other as Stephanie Meyer. So it's some good consistency, so, you know, congruency there. That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was... I would read this.
I'd say you gotta
complete the trilogy.
I know. I think so.
I'm gonna give it
gets
like
crazy. The third book. Okay.
I'm gonna give it like 22 Shades of Gray.
You'd rather have 22 than
out 50. Out of 50, I'm giving it 22.
Okay.
Yeah,
like a half.
Like a half. Yeah.
Cool. I was gonna say what's half of 50. I figured
25.
Yeah, yeah. I figured it out on my own.
Math is hard.
Watch that block. Boom.
So I think to wrap us up.
Yeah.
We wanted to play a little game. About Twilight Fiction. Is everyone okay to play a little?
Yeah.
Actually, Jess and I, we're experts. We know everything about it. But we are going to bring two other people up here to play the game.
Yes. So, two members of the Twihard cast.
Yes. So you've seen them in Twihard. Please, well, I was going to say as they play multiple characters, so I can't really say. But please welcome Max and Cosmo.
Heads up, 7-up.
I want whatever drugs you take.
Okay. So I'm going to be nicer to you than I was to her.
We're going to play a little game. We did purchase a prize for whoever wins.
That's fun.
I'm going to show you the prize so you know the stakes.
I think you should also walk.
So whoever wins the game.
Oh, shit.
Get out of here.
All right. Valentine's is coming up, and I haven't bought anything for my wife yet.
So, do you want to tell the people about the game?
So, you have a card each. On one side is Twilight. On the other side is 50 Shades of Grey. Things cast those down.
Wow. Okay.
And we are going to read some reviews, some real Amazon or Letterboxd both reviews from both Twilight and 50 Shades of Grey. And you are going to have to hold up what movie you think it's from.
I just realized that we need to keep track of correctly.
Yeah.
And so,
there's a pen on that side.
Amazing.
I'm crossing in the pen.
Give me a pen and I will keep track.
Okay. Oh, that was so cute. We also have stickers. In case anyone wants a sticker. Do you know what? You get a sticker.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You get a sticker. Wow. You get a sticker.
Yeah,
and a sticker.
Yeah. Put it on my
The rest of you fight for it. No, kidding. Later on. But, okay, are you guys ready?
Yeah.
I hope.
Remember, you're going to hold it up to the audience, obviously, of what you think it is. So, number one. This is hard to balance. Okay. When she asked what a butt plug is, my soul left my body and went straight down to hell. And you know what? It's happier there.
I think it's the one we just talked about.
Yeah.
We had to include that one because it's amazing. But yes, you all got it right. 50 Shades of Grey.
Yes.
Yay. Now, just keep me track of points.
This here. Jessica is.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Don't worry. We got you.
I got the scores.
Husband never seen it, so one night he woke me up watching it and actually got into the movie too. LOL, shocked me. Great story, books are even better, so I recommend reading and watching both. Movie is a shortened version of the books, but still a great watch. A lot harder. Yeah, we got one Twilight, we got Twilight, 150 Shades. So three Twilights, 150 Shades. The answer is Twilight.
Yeah!
Yes.
Well, they're both, you know, it's subjective.
There's no way the movie's a short version of 50 Shades of Grey. There's nothing to short.
The book
it would be long. 20 minutes.
Ready? Cinema was invented, peaked, and then died all within the 2 hours and 20 minutes of this.
So which movie's 2 hours and 20 minutes? That's the question.
I can't tell you. No one say it.
Oh, I know.
We got 150 Shades, we got one Twilight. We got one Twilight.
No, I'm changing to 50 Shades.
Oh, we got So 350 Shades in Twilight? It is Twilight.
Damn it. Is that about the first Twilight movie?
This is the first Twilight and the first 50 Shades.
Okay. Well,
that's not 220. I'm sorry. Speaking of someone who's intimately familiar with the runtime of Twilight, it's not 220.
I was like,
the credits start at 151.
Bullshit. All right. This movie proves men would literally do anything else instead of going to therapy.
I
have to pick one.
I think it's
50, 50, 50.
This is my
Twilight?
Joke answer, but this is my real answer.
The answer is 50 Shades.
Yes.
What are our scores so far, Jess?
We have Cosmo in the lead with 4, and then Nikki and Ben tied at 3 and Nex at 2.
Amazing.
But it's still anybody's game.
Ready? You don't want to watch this and love it, but you end up really liking it, even when you shouldn't. Twilight, Twilight, 50 Shades, Twilight. The answer is 50 Shades.
No.
Ben and Cosmo are now tied.
Every scene is 100% explosive, flammable, ever-expanding intensity of cringe and pain and sorrow and love. An honest and critical dissection of hormones. First crushes are no joke, and these two actors, who each went on to be great artists and adults in their own way, seem to be right in the midst of themselves. Twilight is the answer.
Yes.
Thank you. That was everybody in Twilight.
Yeah.
Amen.
They said hormones.
Yeah, yeah. That's not Jamie Dornan.
But, you know, we just talked about how stunted Anna was, so we don't know. I feel stupid loving this couple and this movie as much as I do, but as blank and blank have shown us, you can't help who you love. Are they talking about a vampire or an old medieval lord?
King Arthur returns, like he said he would.
All right, 50. Maybe.
Good question. Okay.
50. Yeah, it's 50 Shades of Grey. You guys are really killing it.
Just intuition.
How many more do we have?
We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more.
Okay.
We got to do some rap.
Y'all going down.
Yeah.
This movie is kind of wacky, but my wife loves it.
I think I left that review.
Twilight, 50. It is Twilight.
Yeah! Feels good.
Ready? Just as described. Just as described. 50.
Yeah, I feel like.
It was Twilight.
Oh. Oh. All right,
three more left. Yes. We're almost done. Ready? Yeah. Straight people are weird.
They're both better than
straight people are weird. Are they talking about vampires or English lords? We got a 50 over here. We got a Twilight over here. We got a Twilight. We got a. Oh.
One's bad.
It is 50 Shades of Grey. Yes.
Oh. All right, two more.
I'm going to read the long one now.
We are like neck and neck. Guys.
Yeah, necking.
I think we should read this one, and then whoever the top two are, they should do the last one.
I agree.
Because we gotta make it fair.
Cool.
My mom forced me to watch this, and then quoted the entire thing, and then started crying because she didn't have someone like blank. And I told her that their relationship was actually really abusive, and she said, "Sweetie, I know. Me and your dad got divorced because of this movie. And now she's running around the house looking for something to eat. Please save me." That's a 5-star review.
Was that an Amazon or a Letterboxd?
I think this was an Amazon. This sounds like one I would pick. Right, we got a 50.
To be different.
The answer is Twilight. Who are the top two?
That answer pulled Nikki ahead into first.
With
8 points.
And then we've got Ben with 7 and Max and Cosmo with 6.
Yikes.
Oh. Or should we do whoever?
Do one more and then we'll do a tiebreaker because we have
some. Oh, okay.
They're all
gone? All right,
then let's just do
find
this
another one.
I'll come up with one on my own.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or we can do rock, paper, scissors.
Ready? You should totally buy this movie and buy the book. It will make you feel hot. You will definitely need a napkin after watching this movie.
One napkin.
Like a full towel.
Single point.
A single napkin.
Are they talking about glittery vampires or other?
I gotta say 50 Shades of Grey.
You're both saying 50? The answer is 50 Shades of Grey.
Yes! Oh.
Jessica, please say the final scores.
The final scores
is Max and Cosmo with 6, Ben with 8, and Nikki, our winner, with 9.
Yeah! Yeah. I'm
staying warm tonight.
Pretty Filth does 50 Shades of Grey. Can you please give it up for all of our guests today? If you haven't already, please go see Twihard, the Twilight parody musical, and please listen to Femmes Reading Filth anywhere you get podcasts, Spotify, Apple, whatever.
All places.
Please look at this amazing blanket and have a good night!
Femmes Reading Filth is hosted, produced, and edited by Emily Berusian and Jessica Moll. Intro music by Tom Lehrer. Outro music by David Reddick. You can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at Femmes Reading Filth. Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Bye.